Stevens Point officials will be looking at all options as far as Edgewater Manor, the elderly housing unit that's right along the Wisconsin River. Mayor Andrew Halverson, what exactly did the council decide last night?
The council confirmed that they were interested in releasing an RFP, which will be for the potential sale and or redevelopment of the Edgewater property. So in essence, the RFP process will allow us to vet proposals that would come in, which could include selling it, could include rehabbing it, or it could include raising the building and redeveloping the entire site. What's very interesting about Edgewater is obviously it's one of the only waterfront developable parcels in the city of Stevens Point. We have parks on both sides of the river, so the opportunity is certainly there for interested developers who understand the energy that is in downtown right now with furthering very interesting developments on that site. Now, at the same time, residential developers might be interested in coming in, purchasing that building, rehabbing it, and then putting it on the tax rolls and also supporting either market rent apartments or senior-focused apartments, which could very well be one of the other options that comes in with these responses to our RFP. So the RFP wording will be very broad, and it will allow for different ideas, different concepts for the Redevelopment Authority and the Common Council to consider in the future. The idea of the city independently, without HUD subsidy, trying to run on its own a subsidized senior housing facility simply is not financially appropriate for a community of our size. It's barely appropriate for a community the size of Madison or Milwaukee. So we need to find some alternatives. We need to vet the kind of investment that we would be facing if we want to retain ownership, which is projected to be conservatively at least $2.5 million, if not right at $3.2 million. So we have to look at what kind of revenue we would logically generate to cover the debt that we would have to pursue. Right now, the cumulative loss over 20 years is well in excess of $400,000. I just don't think that's a financially wise move to make, regardless of the concern that we have for these residents, regardless of our qualitative want to support them and do what we can. We don't just work for them. We work for the entire community, and we have to balance that. We want to be extremely respectful of the impact seniors have had on our community for years. That's important, and that's never going to leave our minds when it comes to how we determine the future of this building. However, at the same time, faced with the kind of investment that we're looking at, is it time to protect their interest through a sale or protect their interest through a redevelopment package where we can certainly get them relocated, we can make sure that we give them the services that they need, where they can take, 50% of them can take their vouchers and use those vouchers at other locations, or simply finding residential living elsewhere. If this were a HUD-subsidized property, we wouldn't be having this conversation. It is not. It cannot be re-HUD-nized, for lack of a better way to put it, because of a lack of capital dollars available through housing and urban development nationwide. This is a phenomenon that's not unique to us. Those dollars are simply not there for Section 8, which is what this building would need to be to keep the subsidy rate at the rent levels and the income eligibility levels that we would have to maintain. That gives us very few options. And that's really what this RFP will allow us to analyze, have all the possible uses and all possible information at our disposal to decide how we'll move forward in the future.
Are there enough other places for those residents if it ends up being redeveloped to something else?
The one plus is that the amount of private sector senior housing that we've seen built, you know, over the last 5 years has certainly been above average. So we feel there's the availability out there for the private sector to meet those needs.
What's the timeline on the RFPs?
Timeline on the RFP is that there'll be 60 days, actually 90 days from yesterday, to have the submittals back.
From there, it's go through the process of evaluating them.
Vetting, evaluating, pros, cons, how that would affect our residents, all of those variables would need consideration at that point.